The state of Alaska lost its court case for easements along historic trails across native allotments near Chicken in interior Alaska. The Department of Law is now turning to the larger issue of getting easements along historic trails crossing private and federal land. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
This week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the U.S. Department of Interior, Tanana Chiefs Conference, and Native Allotment owners Agnes and Ann Purdy. Richard Monkman represents the regional nonprofit Tanana Chiefs Conference on the side of the Purdys.
In simple terms, this was a land grab. The state was trying to get something for nothing at the expense of a Native family that had been in possession of this land for a long, long time. And the courts put an end to that.
Monkman says the facts fly in the face of the state's argument that the trails are needed for public use.
They asserted in court that they had a right of way to go from Chicken to Eagle across the Purdy's land, and they needed the land for that purpose. But there's a state highway just a few miles to the east that takes people back and forth quite adequately. There's no reason for them to take this land.
Department of Law Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills says the state has not decided whether to appeal that case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
We're still evaluating all of our options on this case.
Mills says the state has a larger issue to contend with.
The underlying case has to do with the state seeking to quiet title to public trails in the 40-mile region. And these trails go across both private and public land, as well as the land of two in particular Alaska Native allotments.
Mills says the private landowners in the area are okay with giving the state title to rights of way across their lands. She says the state is already in court over getting title for historic trails across federal lands.
The important parts of the case and the crux of the case are really about these public trails as they go along federal land. So the important issues are still really at the district court level. So we're going to start, that case was stayed until this appeal occurred. So that's going to keep going forward.
This state has up to 60 days to decide whether to appeal the Ninth Circuit Court's ruling. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.